Now, weeks after Iran signed a landmark deal with the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, more signs emerged that some members of the U.S. Congress are already preparing to torpedo it. Several key senators have asked intelligence officials to examine whether a new set of sanctions would derail the nuclear talks with Iran. The request was made by the chairman of the Senate's Banking, Intelligence and Armed Services Committees, and the reply should be ready in less than a week. The senators have also asked intelligence officials to provide briefings to the chamber once every 45 days, starting on February the 1st, on whether Iran is complying with the deal. Some members of Congress are pushing for a new list of sanctions against Iran, but the White House is calling on senators to hold off. It says new sanctions against Iran would make Washington appear to be acting in bad faith in its nuclear outreach to Tehran. Well, let's now speak to Sarah Flounders. She's the co-director of International Action Center and joining us via Skype from New York. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Ms. Flounders. Now, looking to impose sanctions on Iran shortly after a landmark deal was agreed upon between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany is nothing but an act of bad faith. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely bad faith. And there are very powerful forces in the U.S. today, in the military and oil corporations, that have a big stake in the sanctions and in continuing the sanctions. And what the U.S. agrees to in Geneva, and what's the bottom line for them, what's the most profitable route for them, often takes predominance. You know, the U.S. has a terrible record of hundreds of years, 200 years of broken treaties with indigenous people. It's broken agreements around the world. Whatever is of the greatest immediate profit often is decisive.
Well, Ms. Flounders, it has been pointed out that such a deal with Iran will not only benefit the region here, but also the American public. Now, do you think that the U.S. Senate is going to torpedo that in the favor of the benefit of these corporations, as you've just pointed out?
Well, I certainly hope that they won't. There's every expectation that this agreement, at least the interim and the six-month agreement, will hold and that it will go into the next round. But as I say, there are powerful financial forces that don't care at all about what happens to the people of Iran or the people of the U.S., the people of the planet. They're the ones responsible for the pollution and the military dangers. It's also important to just remember that the sanctions on Iran began long before Iran's nuclear energy program began. It's rooted in the hostility of the most powerful corporations to the independent role that Iran has played in its own development, in the development of its resources for the benefit of its own population. And so there are forces here in Israel and Saudi Arabia, many, many different forces that may try to torpedo this agreement.
So do you see the Obama administration being able to hold their ground? Because right now we've seen them discouraging imposing such sanctions by the Senate. But do you see them holding their ground in the long run, or do you think that Obama will crumble to the pressure?
I don't know. There's a lot of wheeling and dealing that'll happen on this. And as I say, it's not really the sanctions weren't based on Iran's nuclear energy program. Iran's nuclear energy program is not a danger, and the sanctions existed before Iran's nuclear energy program. It is the very dangerous stranglehold that powerful military, oil, and banking corporations have on life in the U.S. today, and a stranglehold they have on the whole planet. And at times like this, you see how truly dangerous it is.
Indeed, and before I let you go, Ms. Flounders, just one more question. You pointed out how this deal is an interim one. It will last only 6 months. But considering that more confidence-building measures are needed from both sides to ensure a long-term agreement is put in place at the end of this 6 months, do you think even threats of sanctions coming out of the U.S. Senate are conducive to that?
Well, I think we have to, in every way, as I say, hope, and also hope that the other countries of the world who would immediately benefit from the lifting of sanctions. And there are powerful forces in Europe who may really not be for continuing to enforce these sanctions because they know it does not help their economy. So will their leverage also play a role in not allowing this agreement to be hijacked by, as I say, corporations that have an immediate interest in war threats, and on keeping a stranglehold on how energy and resources are bought and sold on a global basis. Those are the forces that are hostile to this very reasonable agreement that has been reached. And we would hope every success. We think that all the sanctions on Iran should be lifted. Every single one of them are an attack on Iran's sovereignty. And all of them are criminal. There's no basis for any of them. So we very much hope that this process will continue, and we hope that the countries of the world and the people here in the U.S. will forcefully speak against the sanctions. That can be a powerful force, as we saw when the U.S. was determined to move toward war with Syria and was pushed back by forces here in the U.S., by forces coming from the grassroots, and by forces globally in Europe and Britain. It's quite unexpected. So we can hope, and I think we need to do more than hope, we need to mobilize that this interim agreement is reached and it goes to the next stage too.
Okay, that was the co-director of the International Action Center, Sarah Flounders. They're joining us from New York via Skype. Ms. Flounders, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.